My dearest friends, allow me to welcome you to the sand-swept dunes of Mars for today's sermon. Throughout the vast expanse of the galaxy, almost all would recognize the rightful claim which the Imperium of Man has so boldly grasped towards the custodianship of the very stars themselves. Yet, even within this great stellar empire, there exists a most curious divide. Whilst most will worship the God Emperor of mankind and will follow in the teachings of the Imperial Creed, there is another quasi-religious organization which has been permitted to exist alongside as a matter of pragmatic necessity. I am, of course, referring to the cybernetic priesthood of the Adeptus Mechanicus, who venerate the machine god as their eternal, omniscient liege. To the tech priests, there is no goal more pure nor holy than off to scour the stars in search of technological secrets to uncover, and their every discovery brings them one step closer to attaining some form of connection with their deific figure. However, there is another method which they will pursue in order to bring themselves towards this technological nirvana, and it would be to shed their own feeble bodies of flesh in favor of the strength of steel. Biology itself is seen as a crude, flawed apparatus to interact with reality, and so there is no action more righteous than to replace parts of their own fallible bodies with highly augmented, specialized cybernetics, as this will bring them ever closer to holding a connection with the divine. As such, it is seen as something of a rite of passage for a young tech priest to gain his first augment, as it signifies his true devotion to the machine god and of his willingness to acknowledge his own weaknesses when compared to the sanctity of permanent machinery. But it is not only the vaunted tech priests who will undergo such changes. Upon the Forge worlds, there lie many secrets and relics of a long-lost age. And so the Mechanicus has ordained for the deployment of their own legions of soldiers to protect them, and these cybernetic warriors would be known as the Skitarii. Today, we shall investigate the mysterious process of transforming a baseline human into a fully-fledged Skitarii. We will first give an overview as to their nature and role upon the Forge worlds before moving on to the paths taken to recruit aspirant members into their ranks. Afterwards, we will explore the secrets of the actual creation process, where baseline humans are augmented and transfigured into Skitarii warriors. Finally, in a rather heretical investigation, we will look within the Eye of Terror towards the hellforges of the Dark Mechanicus to learn of how this procedure exists within their fallen ranks. But for now, my friends, we must don our rad suits, for the sands of Mars are a most hostile place to all but the most cybernetically augmented of humans. But as we stride forth, I shall tell you the tale of the Skitarii. When one imagines the military might of the Adeptus Mechanicus, many would initially conjure forth great vistas of the venerable god engines of the Legio Titanica, or even of the honorable knightly houses which have sworn their fealty towards the Mechanicum. But despite this image, it is, in fact, the vast cybernetic armies of the Legionis Skitarii who make up the bulk of the armed forces for the Mechanicus. Whilst augmenting one's warriors to enhance their combat effectiveness is no rare occurrence within the 41st millennium, there are only a scant few groups who could possibly compare to the extent to which the Mechanicus will break down and rebuild their soldiers into the strange biomechanical legions of the Skitarii. They were once human, just as you or I, however, the innate weaknesses of flesh, harbor a dire flaw which the tech priests are compelled to rectify. As such, aspirants will be heavily altered, with limbs, organs, and sensory systems being replaced with infallible, eternal components of metal, which will long outlast the remaining lives of their wearer. Legs, arms, and joints will be brutally severed before sublime mechanical augments are grafted onto their frame, partly in the pursuit of mechanical purity, but also to greatly enhance their own combat effectiveness. Though a baseline Imperial Guardsman may be quite adequate for many engagements, one could never compare their versatility nor durability to a fully-fledged Skitarii warrior. The cybernetic veteran may march forth on a seemingly endless trek, with little need to pause to recuperate or rest their weary souls. Even after several days of travel, their hardened steel frames will allow them to hold a shockingly impressive level of accuracy, where they will levy a tremendous level of fire from the ancient, archaic weaponries of the Mechanicus towards those who would dare stand against the followers of the machine god. Though, yes, we could still consider them as human, they have advanced beyond our own expectations of what it means to be a fellow brother or sister of mankind. For you see, it is not only their external body which has been altered, for within their minds, the tech priests have also made a series of sweeping and permanent changes. Within their brains, much of their emotional capacity will have been suppressed by the signals emitted from neurosync implants, forcing them into becoming utterly obedient servants to their commanding officers. Whilst this may seem cruel, we must remember that the Mechanicus sees this as a necessary change, as their warriors should never succumb to the pathetic sentimentalities which have racked our species since time immemorial. But as a result of these augments, the Skitarii cohorts will patrol with a rather unnerving sense of coordination. Their every action will be linked to the ruling Skitarii Alpha, who himself will be subservient to the directives of their tech priest leader. This means that within a war zone, that the various squads will each enact their battle plans with a level of organization seldom seen by the fully biological armies of man. Movements, volleys of fire, and even charges into close quarters combat will all be initiated at the behest of the ruling tech priests, who will receive and interpret the vast quantities of field data relayed to them through the neural links of their subservient Skitarii forces. Every firing line will be set up to best exploit the clear vulnerabilities and weaknesses of their foes, having been rapidly identified by the advanced reconnaissance systems of the Mechanicus. Their precise aim will be calculated within their mathematical processing units, being based upon highly refined, adaptive algorithms to ensure that their every shot reaches its exact target. Aside from this, the level of synchronicity found within the Skitarii legions is truly beyond compare. They are to be seen as some of the most loyal of warriors within the entirety of the galaxy, being utterly devoted to their tech priest masters, primarily due to the shackling effects of this neurosync implant. As a result of this, they will follow every directive, no matter its consequence. As to the Skitarii, they are simply tools to be used by their directors, and they are not to concern themselves with the intentions nor ramifications of their actions. It has been seen that if a Skitarii ranger is ordered to execute one of his kin, that he will silently carry out his task with no objection, before falling back in line, ready to receive more orders from his master. Now, it is important to note here that given the Skitarii will follow every directive given to them, that there is an ever-present potential for the cybernetic legions to turn upon the loyalist aspects of the Imperium if a renegade tech priest commands it. Whilst this would cause a most devastating blow to the relations between the Mechanicus and of the greater Imperium, such events are seldom encountered within our galaxy, and the rogue tech priests who founded the Dark Mechanicum during the days of the Horus Heresy have mostly abandoned our plane of reality, seeking refuge within the chaos of the warp. But despite this, it has been rumored that there exists a sect of these fallen technocrats who wish to produce some form of a hellish virus which would run rampant amidst the ranks of the Skitarii, causing them to follow the orders of the Dark Mechanicus rather than of the loyalist priests. This eventuality is one which can never be allowed to occur, as it would likely spark a civil war of such a scale that the galaxy has not seen for 10,000 years. As it stands today, the Skitarii should be seen as a loyalist force who will act in accordance with the wishes of the tech priests, who are content with their symbiotic relationship with the rest of the Imperium. Never minding the potential for a rebellion, there is a stark advantage to holding a legion which has been expunged of most of its emotional capacity, and it would relate to its unbreakable, stoic morale. Given that they will follow every direction without question, it is no wonder that the tech priests have no worries nor qualms over deploying their cohorts into treacherous, near unwinnable conditions. The Skitarii will march out, with their minds bereft of fears or doubt, with their singular focus being targeted towards fulfilling their master's order to the absolute letter. Even if a deployed battle force has been decimated and intense losses have been sustained, the cybernetic warriors will not relent in their advance, and completing their appointed mission will be their sole task until the moment of their deaths. This is not to say that the cohorts are utterly mindless, however. The tech priests will alter their plans according to the changing tides of battle, reforming or regrouping their forces into new positions to best counter the newly emergent threats upon the field. With all this being said, if a situation seems dire enough, and if a newly reinvigorated offensive or defensive maneuver is required, then it is said that the Skitarii can imbue themselves with a series of highly potent combat drugs to elevate their potential effectiveness. Whilst little is known of their specific molecular structure, it has been observed that upon use, the Skitarii will be provided with an intense burst of energy, allowing them to shrug off otherwise mortal wounds, and to continue fighting for the Omnissiah. Despite their newfound strength, the use of such compounds is far from safe. Those who have been administered will quickly succumb to a range of horrifying side effects, often being so overwhelming that the soldier will not survive the withdrawal phase. One of the many differences which exists between the Skitarii and of the non-augmented Imperial Guardsmen is that they have been constructed to be highly resilient to the many hostile environments of the galaxy. This was not performed specifically because they were intended to be deployed within treacherous war zones, but it is simply a byproduct of the fact that upon their homes of the Forge Worlds, that the very environment itself can be so noxious and deadly that they must be able to withstand its crushing aura. Their entire respiratory tract will have been heavily modified in order to filter out harmful particulates inevitably blown through the winds from the great belching manufactorums and foundries of their home worlds. The remaining flesh, which has been left as the final vestige of their biological existence, will be pallid, hollowed, and racked by the oppressive haze of radiation, which exists as a near permanent feature of the Mechanicus territories. Though much of their metallic frame will be impervious to damage such as this, their thick robes will be outfitted with rad scrubbers, and lead leech spheres, which will absorb much of the harmful energies which could still lead to irreparable ionizing damage within their organic remnants. These are utterly necessary features to the Skitarii, as much of their existence will be spent patrolling the rad-soaked sands of their forge worlds. And to walk these dunes as a man bereft of radiation protection would be to sentence yourself to a sure and early grave. Due to their homeworlds being soaked in the ionizing glare of exotic foundries, it is impossible for a Skitarii to not end up becoming a beacon of radiation themselves. As such, if they are deployed upon a distant war zone of the galaxy, then they will inevitably leave a trail of radiation following in their wake, being leached out from their overcoats and rad-stricken limbs. This can result in small-scale ecological devastation for many planets within the galaxy. But the Skitarii care not for the weaknesses of the environment, as they have been sent to further the blessed teachings of the machine, and nothing can interfere with this divine mission. We must remember that every living creature upon a planet, native or not, still finds its place within the complex, shifting dynamics of its ecosystem, and so they too will quickly be afflicted by the leaking radiation of the Skitarii legions. An army which finds itself upon the field when opposed to the Mechanicus forces will soon succumb to the dangers of rad poisoning, meaning that many protracted campaigns will eventually be won out by the Skitarii, simply because the battlefield will become too saturated with deadly radiation for the war to continue. Unfortunately, it is not only the enemy forces which will be susceptible to this danger. Allied Imperial forces will be forced to adapt their battle plans to compensate for the fact that their Skitarii allies are slowly, yet surely, poisoning them, merely from their presence alone. As such, it is rather common for the Mechanicus to solely deploy their armies, bereft of Imperial reinforcements, as the Imperial generals will not be willing to waste their guardsmen and women to die from the invisible specter of radiation. With this point in our minds, however, it should be obvious that the Mechanicus will have no qualms about sending in further mechanical units to bolster the fighting Skitarii cohorts. Tanks, Imperial Knights, and even the venerated god engines of the Legio Titanica will stride forth, supporting the vast armies of the Skitarii and bringing the vengeance of the machine god to their enemies. When it comes to the recruitment of aspirants for joining the Skitarii legions, it is not as simple as would be the case with the Imperial Guard. Changing a baseline human being into becoming a cybernetic warrior is no small task, since it requires a great deal of resources, time, and effort for the Mechanicus to elevate a meek, frail individual into rising as a devotee to the eternal machine. No tech priest would wish to waste the precious gift of cybernetic enlightenment to any but the most capable and gifted of selected humans, and so they will meticulously pick and choose from a wide pool until they have located one who fits their lofty criteria. The first point to mention on their recruitment will indeed come down to the baseline men and women who are destined to shed their humanity and rise as a quasi-perfected embodiment of the might of metal. Some will have been drawn from the working populations of humans found upon the sands of the Forge Worlds, where the offspring from stronger parents who show promising potential will be plucked out at a young age to begin their training in earnest. The families will have no say in this matter, as their lives exist purely to serve the Mechanicus, and so it should be seen as a great honor for them to have produced a child who bears the genetic strength necessary for enduring the coming changes. Alternatively, during childhood and early adolescence, one may volunteer themselves forward and make their intentions of joining the ranks of the Skitarii known to their overseer tech priests. In these circumstances, the young aspirant will undergo the same trials and tribulations needed to test their resolve, and only if they prove capable will they be accepted and merged with the mass stock of other recruits. Many of these who aspire to join with the ranks likely do not understand that after their acceptance will their minds undergo the same neural implantation program which will leave them bereft of their memories and individuality. But this is simply a part of the process which they will come to learn. And it matters not of their feelings towards it, for they are soon to become a part of the Great Legion, and there is no point in retaining anything beyond their combative abilities. The third route towards bolstering the ranks of the Skitarii is rather inhumane, but this is not something which perturbs the mechanical lords. Upon many forge worlds, they will hold vast flesh farms, where within uncountable vats will be lined up in great rows, and it is here that the Mechanicus will grow new humans destined to live out their lives as a member of the Legionnaires Skitarii. These individuals will have been grown and bred from a refined, preserved gene stock, which has been altered to create offspring who may be seen as strong enough to carry the will of the machine god out into the cosmos. With that being said, these vat-grown humans are not always to be seen as perfect. Despite the careful work of the genitors, within a lab where millions are grown each month, there are sure to be some aberrant failures and abominations of flesh who have no place to serve on the front lines. But these forlorn monstrosities still have a role to play upon the Forge world. Some who are too far gone and are simply too mutated to function will be incinerated, with the stored energy of their cells being burnt away to fuel the great burning forges and smelter complexes. Others, who are rather malformed, are not to be seen as total failures, as they still possess a body which may have its uses across the forge. These poor, sorry souls will be stolen away and lobotomized, being turned into mindless servitors who live only to serve the Mechanicus for the rest of their pathetic existence. Their minds will be wiped and their bodies will be chopped and augmented with machinery which is far more crude than of those found within the Skitarii legions, for they will be simply sent out to work within the Forge world until they inevitably expire. After their deaths, their augments will be retrieved and stitched onto another, for the work upon these planets can never be allowed to cease, and so even the broken, malformed miscreants of Mechanicus society will be altered and put to work within the darkest depths of the world. It has been said that the many worlds of the Imperium will oftentimes send their convicts and prisoners to allied forge worlds as a gift, and the vast majority of these forsaken humans will simply be lobotomized themselves, being turned into the mindless servitors, which I previously mentioned. But there will be some who are seen as holding an innate potential for growth, and so it is not unheard of for the Mechanicus overseers to pick out the stronger, more capable of prisoners to undergo the same Skitarii transformation procedure, which will of course include the mind-wiping process, just to ensure that no criminal elements remain within their shackled minds. This next point may be seen as rather heretical to some of you, and indeed it is a practice most shunned by the followers of Mars, but it has been encountered for there to be Skitarii, who were in fact created from alien species. This may be performed out of a desperate necessity, in situations where a Forge world simply must acquire new soldiers by any means, but it is certainly not to be seen as a common method. Most would consider this as tech heresy, but it has been recorded that Skitarii units made from Tau stock were encountered within the armies of one notable Tech priest. But this is not a practice which should be expanded to the wider Mechanicus. But regardless of their selection methods, once the Mechanicus retains a healthy stock of aspirants, then the process of creating a Skitarii can begin. This is a most closely guarded secret to the Tech priests of Mars, and even to this day, we have scant knowledge regarding the specific steps taken to elevate a recruit into a Skitarii. But I will do my best to collect what knowledge we know and tell you of some of the more striking changes which will come to pass. Additionally, the actual process can differ between Forge worlds, with some taking more of an interest in augmenting them with specific tools unique to the local Forge. Early Mechanicus agents, who studied the weaknesses to be found in man, found that many of the ailments to befall baseline soldiers was related in part to the feeble ligaments and joints located around their bodies. As such, in order to prolong their effectiveness in battle, they saw it as being most prudent to replace this pathetic cartilaginous material with cold, hard steel. It is not known when this change occurs, but it is one of the most easily identifiable of alterations made to the Skitarii, and it would be of the severing of their lower legs, which are quickly replaced with a reliable set of metallic supports. The Tech priests could simply not afford to hold an army which would fall upon weak knees, and so these too will be removed, in favor of placing a hardened stump, which may act as the reinforced support to their new limbs. The Skitarii will not always be given standard legs, however, as they can always be retrofitted with different tools to allow them to respond to different threats within the stars. For example, one may be mounted upon a set of heavy tank treads, or even with an elongated pair of stilts, where they may stand as a Sidonian Skartros, who will enact their new role as a highly precise sniper upon the field. It is important to note here that the removal of their lower legs is not only done for the pragmatic gain in combat effectiveness, but it is also performed as a symbolic act to honor the arduous efforts of their ancestors. Legends say that the earliest colonists upon Mars were at one point forced to set out on a seemingly endless trek across the Red Planet, until their feet and lower legs were ground down into bloody stumps. Thus, their monumental achievement of surviving such an ordeal is one which cannot be relegated to simply die in history. And so the Skitarii will be forced to partake in this procedure, lest their ancestral kin be forgotten. Beyond their legs, many will also have parts of their arms severed, which will allow similar mechanical augments to be attached onto their stumped frames. This is not always a strict practice, however, as we have observed some common Skitarii to still possess their original hands, although in these cases they will still harbor the innate weaknesses of flesh, and so they will likely be replaced whenever the opportunity arises. This brings us to an important point. And it is that when a Skitarii warrior becomes grievously wounded, the Mechanicus will not be content to simply restore them into the state they once stood as, and instead they will strike while the proverbial iron is hot and implement more augments to replace the damaged components. For example, if a Skitarii had their biological arm or leg blown off from an enemy barrage, then it would make far more sense to implant them with fully fledged cybernetic limbs, as it would make no sense at all to attempt to revive their feeble vestige of humanity. Within their central chest cavity, many of their organs, despite their effectiveness, will still be seen as being inferior to that of the machine. As a result of this, it is not uncommon for Skitarii recruits to have their kidneys, liver, lungs, or even their heart sliced away, only to be replaced with a more efficient artificial version. With that being said, this is a part of the creation process which has thus far not been documented in its entirety, and so we are not completely sure as to how often these procedures are performed or of the criteria needed to warrant such a drastic augmentation. It is when we look up towards their ruined faces where we will see some of the most striking and unsettling of alterations made to the young Skitarii. Most within the galaxy will never look upon the bare face of one of these cybernetic warriors, as they are concealed by the large Cognis rebreather masks and from the thick hood of their overcoats, but rather, unfortunately, we ourselves are far too well aware of how their visage truly looks. Every Skitarii, no matter their rank, will have their eyelids surgically removed, leaving their eyes permanently agape, witnessing everything before them forevermore. This procedure is one of many, which has been performed purely for the benefit of the ruling Tech priests, as they see their warriors as simple tools who should never be put to rest whilst on duty. The reason for removing the eyelids is that the Skitarii must constantly harvest the visual data from their environment, which will be transmitted to the Tech priests for interpretation, allowing them to best formulate new plans based on the changing tides of a battle. With their eyes now eternally bare to the world, it would be expected for them to quickly fall to blindness due to the harsh, polluted winds and from the ionizing blare of their parental stars, ever matching their gaze with its harsh stare. But the Mechanicus is not entirely cruel, as they would not wish to risk losing the valuable eyesight of its expansive armies. As such, they will outfit each and every Skitarii with a set of augmented goggles to be affixed over their eyes for the rest of their days. Within these, there will be a liquid salve intended to keep the eyes lubricated and healthy. But protection is not the only purpose behind their design. They each contain highly advanced targeter arrays, which assist in collecting vital readings from a war zone, adding to the wealth of tactical knowledge to be transmitted back to their superior overseers. As I stated before, their mouths will be enclosed by a Cognis rebreather system, with extended tubes plunging down their airways, connecting directly to their augmented lungs. Not only does this allow them to filter out environmental pollutants surrounding them, but it also contains a small reservoir of air taken from their home forge world, which can be inhaled during situations where the surrounding atmosphere grows thin. We may speculate that their auditory system will similarly be enhanced with advanced implants, purely to extend their hearing capabilities. However, this is another secret of the Mechanicus which we have thus far not learnt the truth behind. Behind their mottled and racked faces, when we delve into their cranial vault, we will similarly find a series of sweeping changes which were made to their once vibrant minds. Their brains will have been partially wiped as a means to remove a great deal of their emotional and potentially rebellious capacity. As a result of this, the Skitarii will stand as pure warriors who lack in the cognitive capacity to reject orders provided to them by their masters. But even if they still felt the pang of treachery, it would be impossible for them to act upon this. The reason I say this is because they have been outfitted with neuronal shackling implants, which will further restrict their ability to act with any sense of free will. Partially as a result of this, and partially due to their reverential view of the Tech priests, they will remain as soldiers who hold an unwavering loyalty to their masters, and the fear of insurrection is not one which exists within their ranks. With all this being said, it should be noted that some of the more higher-ranking of Scitarii officers, such as would be the case with the marshals, are permitted to hold a limited capacity of free will. They may set out on independent operations with their cohorts. However, this is all performed under pre-written parameters and algorithmic plans, orchestrated by the malevolent tech priest masters. Similarly, for the more menial of Scitarii warriors, whilst they are indeed shackled to the wills of the tech priests, they may still communicate with fellow members of the Imperium. However, as soon as their master requires their efforts, then they will simply order them away, and they will fall back in line as if it was an innate compulsion. Rather interestingly, for the Scitarii veterans, or officers who are granted with some quasi-autonomy upon the battlefield, if they do in fact perform admirably and show themselves as being true heroes of the machine god, then they will be rewarded for taking such initiative in the face of danger. The individual may be gifted with an ancient relic known as the Pater Radium, which stands as a radioactive pack worn upon their frame, being built to resemble the heart of the first nuclear reactor to be activated upon Mars. As per its design, it simply exists to seep out radioactive decay, making the hero into more of a walking point of radiation, intended to devastate the enemies of the machine through the curse of ionization. As a dark rumor, it is suggested that there is an insidious reason behind providing this to the more individualistic or forward-thinking of Scitarii. Some would say that the presence of this relic will indeed cause the incumbent wearer to succumb to radiation poisoning themselves, meaning that it will cause their death long before their appointed time. Perhaps this would suggest that the tech priests do not wish for the Scitarii to hold any form of autonomy, and so they would sooner nip these flourishing minds in the bud as soon as it becomes apparent that they still retain some capacity in their own sense of free will. With all this being said, we should now consider the overall strengths of cybernetics when compared to those of flesh. Thanks to their metallic limbs and general replacement of feeble biological components with ones of steel, these warriors are undeniably far more durable than of an unmodified human carrying out a similar role. Glancing blows, which would sever an arm or cause a grievous injury, will simply ricochet off from their sanctified frames, meaning that a squad of Scitarii rangers will innately be able to withstand a far greater volume of fire when compared to a group of Imperial Guardsmen. This is only enhanced by the thick armor plating worn below their iconic flowing robes. Explosive blasts, melee strikes, or even precisely aimed shots from lesser weapons will do naught but shake the Scitarii. But thanks to their advanced diagnostic and sensory augments, they will simply re-shoulder their weapon and return fire to the newly emergent threat. It should be important to note that even if a Scitarii is mortally wounded, then in death they will still serve the machine god. Though their brain may have been destroyed, the various analytical components, optical receptors, and vox recorders will continue to receive and transmit a wealth of data to their ruling tech priests, meaning that their lords will still be able to glean a trove of information from their fallen soldier. Once a battle is won, the bodies will also be recovered. And while no efforts will be made to revive the fallen, we must remember that steel is eternal, and it may be reused almost indefinitely. Their broken and tattered biological viscera will be burnt away, leaving but the pristine cybernetic augments which may be retrieved, repaired, and affixed onto the next generation of Scitarii recruits. In this sense, we may see the various parts of a skitarii as being crude relics themselves, although there is hardly any care shown by the ruling priests, for they simply see their soldiers as expendable fodder to be spent in the pursuit of knowledge. They will not overly concern themselves with the losses of entire cohorts, so long as their mission has been successful, and any deaths sustained are to be seen as an acceptable loss in the eyes of the Omniscia. Even if a battle was utterly lost, with each and every skitarii being overrun, then their sacrifice will still benefit the greater Mechanicus as a whole. The recorded data streams will be transmitted back to the Forge Worlds before being passed through vast analytical complexes which will refine and calculate new weaknesses within both the skitarii and of their enemies. Once completed, this newly garnered knowledge will be disseminated through the galaxy to the fellow forges in the hopes that this information will allow future skitarii cohorts to survive and overcome the forces which brought their fallen cousins low. These changes, once transmitted to the newly deployed skitarii troops, can often seem rather inconsequential, with it having been recorded that after one major loss, the subsequent armies were instructed to spread out by an additional 2.1% of their normal order. Though the skitarii still suffered devastating losses during this conflict, this small change still resulted in their cohorts sustaining only 97% of the casualties which were previously recorded. Again, this may seem to be almost laughable. But we must remember that for an army which contains several million individual units, that these numbers do indeed add up, and these small changes can indeed prove to be enough to alter the trajectory of a battle from a certain loss to a fiercely claimed victory. I had previously mentioned the distinct possibility of the skitarii being ordered to betray the wider Imperium. And whilst this is not something which has occurred within the recent history of our galaxy, when we look back into our chaotic past, there was indeed one inescapable event in which such a betrayal occurred. It was during the fabled days of the Horus Heresy, where the arch-traitor, empowered by the ruinous gods of chaos, plunged the Imperium into a horrific civil war, which has forever scarred our stars to this very day. But it was not only the venerable legions of the Adeptus Astartes who fell from grace, for a large portion of the Mechanicus similarly turned their backs upon their kin, choosing to favor the gifts of chaos over those of the Emperor. Many Tech priests did not see him as the true incarnation of the Omniscia, and his strict limitations placed upon their methods for discovering new secrets of knowledge was so severe that they could not conscionably stand idle and watch as he desecrated their sacred faith. As such, it was during an event known as the Schism of Mars, where around half of the Forge Worlds of the galaxy betrayed the leadership of the Red Planet and pledged themselves to both Horus and to the Chaos Gods. Their great manufactorums would now burn endlessly, churning out new mechanical horrors to serve the fallen legions, with not a care to be given to the innocent souls who would inevitably fall prey to their maleficent creations. It is rather understandable, then, that the skitarii legions, which called these Forge Worlds as their home, were forced to similarly turn their arms against the Imperium. The traitor Tech priests, known as heretics, still controlled the neuronal shackles over their cohorts, and so it was an effortless action for them to redirect these once loyalist armies against the foolish bootlickers who still remained within the faithful Mechanicus. As the Horus Heresy came to its crashing end, where the traitor forces were ultimately defeated and driven from our stars, the newly formed Dark Mechanicus, along with the heretical legions of the Astartes, were forced to seek refuge within the great warp storm of the Eye of Terror. The great secrets of the Forge Worlds were stolen away and transferred to new Hell Forges built upon demon worlds found upon planets formed of the immaterial energies of the Calamitous Warp. Whilst the Dark Mechanicus still controlled a truly gargantuan host of Skitarii forces at the end of the Heresy, we must remember that this event occurred over 10,000 years ago, and so we must question as to how they have managed to rebuild and replace the vast losses which they would have inevitably sustained. In truth, similarly to the secrets of the Loyalist Forge Worlds, we are not entirely sure of the methods used by the Dark Mechanicus to create new Skitarii cohorts for their tainted armies. But despite this, based on what we know of how they produce new Chaos Marines, we may speculate as to some of the techniques used to create a fallen Skitarii. The base process would likely begin the same way, in that the heretics would need to build up a stock of baseline humans who will be destined to ascend as a twisted amalgam of flesh and machine. We may presume that the Dark Mechanicus would be far less reliant on voluntary recruits, as would occasionally be found upon the Loyalist Forge Worlds, and instead they would rely upon prisoners, stolen away on real space raids by their Chaos Space Marine brethren. Similarly, Imperial scouting and Crusader fleets which have delved into the warp have indeed encountered titanic gene vats in which new humans are formed, and their growth has been clearly highly accelerated by the insidious effects of the immaterial energies which flow through their corrupted machinery. Though we do not know the true secrets of these inhuman contraptions, we may speculate that due to the influences of the warp, that they are far more likely to produce aberrant genetic failures, having been corrupted by the horrendous impossibilities of chaos. But regardless of how they obtained them, the Dark Mechanicus will still find themselves ruling over a class of aspirant members who, against their own will be reshaped to best serve the darker powers. From here, similar modifications will be made to those found in the Loyalist Legions, although each step will have been influenced and empowered by the ruinous energies of the warp. Whilst this may provide them with an enhanced form of strength, the Hellspawn Skitarii are far less consistent in their efficiency when compared to one produced upon a Forge World. Some of the alterations, however, have been specifically engineered to allow the Skitarii to bear the heretical gifts of the Dark Mechanicus. These are tools which were produced to incorporate the energies of the warp to some capacity, and so it has been known that some of these cybernetic warriors will bear weapons which may fire out streams of warp fire from their barrels, burning all away under the impossible heat of the immaterium. Whilst many Skitarii will be constructed within the warp, we may also speculate as to the possibility of stealing away and corrupting Loyalist cohorts towards the teachings of the Dark Mechanicus. If a raiding fleet was able to abduct a group of faithful Skitarii from a Forge World, then a proficient heretic may be able to utilize his knowledge of the warp to rewrite the innate mind-shackling algorithms, forcing them to stray from the light of the Cult Mechanicus into a devotion towards their new, dark lords. Even though the threat of encountering a warp-fueled Dark Mechanicus expedition is very much a real possibility, we must rest easy in knowing that the Loyalist Legions of the Skitarii are ever prepared to defend their Forge Worlds from the insidious reaches of chaos. They have proven themselves as holding an unwavering loyalty towards their tech priest overlords, and regardless of our opinions on the morals of restricting their free will, they still stand as one of the most effective armies to be found within the galaxy. They will spend their days patrolling the vast rad dunes of their forge worlds, ensuring that none will ever intrude upon their sacred sands to plunder the many secrets hidden within its forbidden manufactorums. During Mechanicus exploratory missions, it is seldom found for a tech priest to venture into the stars without a hefty cohort of Skitari warriors to accompany them. This is because the agents of the Mechanicus understand the strength to be found in possessing a legion of utterly devoted warriors who will not question any order or directive provided to them. Even if a discovery was made which could alter the very teachings of the cult Mechanicus, then the Skitari will not see this as an opportunity to seek freedom, for they only care to protect and serve their ruling masters. Though the process of their creation is indeed bleak and rather inhumane, we must remember that sacrifices such as these must be made for the betterment of all mankind and for the continued pursuit of sacred knowledge. My dearest friends, this shall now bring us to our end. I must sincerely thank each and every one of you who chose to listen to this tale in its entirety, and I pray that the secrets of the Skitaria are not too horrifying to prevent you from attaining a peaceful slumber. But regardless, I must now close this chapter on the creation of the cybernetic legions, and I wish you all to have a pleasant day. Goodbye.